Today's audiocast for Monday, December 25th, 2006 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. On Thursday, Onyx Corporation announced that it's joining with GS Capital Partners, an affiliate of Goldman Sachs, to acquire Wichita-based Raytheon Aircraft Company for $3.3 billion. The equity investment of approximately $1.06 billion will be split equally between Onyx and GS Capital Partners, with Onyx's share of the investment to be made by Onyx Partners, a large-cap private equity fund. The deal, expected to be completed by mid-2007 pending regulatory approvals, includes Raytheon Aircraft manufacturing plants in Wichita and Salina, Kansas, the Completion Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, and all of the Raytheon Aircraft Services facilities. Not included in the sale is fractional provider flight options and Raytheon Airline Aviation Services. Raytheon Aircraft is not the first aerospace company that Onyx has acquired, and it probably won't be the last. In June 2005, the Canadian buyout firm purchased Boeing Structural Components business in Wichita for $1.2 billion, forming Spirit AeroSystems. And this past April, Onyx bought BAE Systems Aerostructures, which incidentally manufactures Hawker 800 XP subassemblies in the UK. The company is currently part of a group of bidders looking to buy Australian airline Qantas. What's old is new again, as Britain is considering revamping the venerable LORAN ground-based radio navigation system as a backup for GPS. And according to sources, the U.S. is looking at a similar system to ensure precision navigation is available if GPS signals suddenly become unavailable because of jamming or other causes. Whether current LORAN receiver gear will work with the so-called ELORAN, the E stands for extended range, is not yet clear. ELORAN borrows technology from GPS to make the ground-based system even better. Specifically, it incorporates differential correction systems and the ability to analyze signals from multiple transmitters to increase accuracy and dependability. Britain has already invited proposals from would-be vendors, and the U.S. is said to be getting close to a decision on the type of GPS backup system it will install. While it may not be exactly what more traditional aircraft makers have in mind, it would be hard to argue the definition with Yves Rossi, the 47-year-old adventurer who made headlines 2 years ago by gliding across the English Channel with a pair of strap-on wings, has taken the natural evolution of that feat and added power, and plenty of it, to his Birdman exploits. For the past couple of years, he's been tinkering with model jet engines, and earlier this year felt ready to demonstrate their remarkable effectiveness with the fold-out strap-on wings that he'd developed earlier. Rossi has swooped around for 6 minutes or more after first dropping from a skydiving airplane. Human landing gear is a little tender for the landing speed that would be required, so recovery is via parachute. More news from AvWeb in just a moment.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order by December 31st and receive a free pair of Bose Around Ear audio headphones. Learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Lockheed Martin recently graduated 46 flight service specialists from its Flight Service Academy in Prescott Valley, Arizona. The class includes U.S. Air Force veteran John Lockheed, great-grandson of company founder Alan Laughead. Together with the group, Lockheed will have experienced 10 weeks of academic classes that present prerequisite core knowledge, including meteorology and basic navigation. The classes and graduation will be followed by deployment. The students will be sent to actual flight service stations to receive on-the-job training with an end goal of certification as Lockheed-employed flight service specialists. Presumably, the move brings Lockheed Martin closer to its own stated goal of a revitalized system consisting of 3 new hubs and 17 refurbished automated flight service stations. Lighter, more fuel-efficient gas turbine engines are $1.5 billion closer to being reality, or at least closer to creating some 1,500 jobs at Pratt & Whitney Canada facilities and its network of suppliers. The company is investing its own money and the equivalent of $350 million from the Canadian government in what the company, President Alan Bellmare, said is the most important commitment ever made by Pratt & Whitney Canada.
Company facilities in Ontario will bear the brunt of research and development, while Pratt & Whitney Canada itself bears the brunt of rhetoric from the Canadian Taxpayer Federation. The Federation says that while the $350 million is repayable, Pratt & Whitney Canada's repayment history and omnipresence at the trough means it will be Canadian taxpayers who will be burned. Avweb.com, where you'll find more aviation news, features, and resources than ever before, including the all-new Avweb Flight Explorer Personal Edition, geared for private pilots and aviation enthusiasts. Be sure to check it out online at avweb.com. If you would like to comment on this audiocast, just send an email to audionews@avweb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit bose.com/headset. Look for Avweb's next audiocast on Friday, December 29th. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at avweb.com. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.